This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day, become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Elizabeth Harrison was an American educator of another day, and she said this, "Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize." Let me say it again. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. Last week we talked about things we can do to improve ourselves mentally and spiritually, socially, our families, to move the kingdom forward. We're not going to move the kingdom forward by being the critical ones, pointing out to others all their mistakes. It's just not going to happen. So think about that statement of Elizabeth Harrison as you go about your day. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. So think about lift the kingdom up, upward and onward. Well, that means, among other things, resisting the temptation to find fault with others, instead find something positive to say. You see, your encouragement might be as simple as a smile, a handshake, a written note, a short email, or a text message. Encouraging others can be, well, it can be a two-hour conversation, yes, but it can only be a few words of several seconds. For example, several years ago, I remember being in the airport in Louisville, and a former student of mine that I taught in college waved at me. And I'd actually forgotten her name. She walked over and told me how much she had enjoyed a class I had taught her several semesters before. So it took her less than a minute. That's about the length of our encounter. But she encouraged me. And then another person stopped me on the street not too long ago. She and her husband enjoy those daily quotes that we send out every day, and they're an encouragement. Well, that was an encouragement to me. And then another day, I received an email from a person in another area of the country who reads the weekly blog. She was writing to let me know that she used that in her Sunday school class. And now, those things didn't take those people very long to do. I mean, my conversation with that first person was less than a minute. Those emails were short. The words of encouragement, you know, they're all short periods of time. But what a their encouragement lasted the whole day for me, maybe even more than that. We pass on the encouragement. It takes only a few minutes, but the results might be eternal. So one thing I've learned, you have to be intentional about this. Usually if I don't plan it, I lapse into automatic pilot, and I just don't see it. I forget to say it. I don't follow through. So look around your work and where you are right now, if you're listening at work, your circle of friends. What about that person in your office? You know, the one you try to avoid at coffee break, or that one in the office next door? What about that person who waits tables during your lunch break, or the doctor or nurse that you see every now and then? What about your spouse? Do you thank these people? Do you actually tell them some way? Do you tell your spouse, thank your husband or wife if they unload the dishwasher or do the laundry? Little things like that. Thank them. Look for the little things. That's the big things are the little things. Notice those. Find something to thank someone for. Compliment them on it, because it's usually in the little things of life where we make the big difference. Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. He wrote, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Now look at that. You see what he did? He reminded them to encourage each other, build each other up, but then he added a little phrase there. He complimented them. Did you notice? Did you hear that? He said, "Encourage one another, build each other up, just as you are doing." He wanted to make sure they didn't take his words to encourage as a criticism, but as a compliment. And in so doing, he was still challenging them. Just as you're doing. You're already doing this, but continue to do it. That's what he's doing. So think about this. If you say nothing, how will people know where you stand? And your words, as few as they may be, can make a world of difference in someone's life. So remember the words of Elizabeth Harrison today. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. Well, that checkout person at the grocery store may not be as kind as you think he or she should be. That coworker may be a little grumpy. That lady in your Sunday school class or small group or whatever may not be full of joy as you think they should be. All of them just may be carrying a burden that you don't know about. And if you don't know about it, how will they ever know, and how will they ever receive encouragement unless you give it? So pass it along. I like the words of Oscar Hammerstein: a song is not a song till you sing it, a bell's not a bell till you ring it, and love is not love until you pass it along. Do that today and tomorrow, and continue to do that every day. Try it, and then come back here next week and join me right here. And in the meantime, go out and express the love of Jesus Christ everywhere you can.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.